forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 46, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passing of the bill in the state legislature, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly earlier this week has signed the bill that would require Kansans to be 21 years old or older to legally purchase tobacco in the state of Kansas starting on July 1st. KIC News reports that as of right now in the state, the legal age to purchase tobacco is at 18, but the bill did receive bipartisan support in the legislature back in March, with many legislators concerned that the state of Kansas could lose federal government funding for substance abuse programs if they did not pass the bill to put them in line with federal guidelines and regulations. Kansas is state number 41 across the nation to increase the age of tobacco purchase, with some public health officials saying that raising the age of tobacco purchasing could help lower health costs. In other news, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has signed a joint lawsuit with Texas and Oklahoma to challenge the Biden administration over the regulations on the lesser prairie chicken. According to the filing, they say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service broke the law by violating Kansas law with the Endangered Species Act.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A new task force trying to address sexual assault awareness across the state of Kansas has started in Douglas County after a student-led task force has been created along with the Douglas County District Attorney's Office. KIC News reports that the task force would be representative of three different college campuses across the state, including Kansas University, Baker, and Haskell, as they say they are coming together to try to improve education along with prevention efforts. Susan Valdez, a law professor at the University of Kansas, said, quote, I really wanted to empower our young adults and have a voice in how we handle these cases, how we can do better, and how we can work with our community partners, maybe even think about legislation on degrees of rape. If you would like to be part of the task force, the deadline to apply is April 30th. In other news, the gas station and convenience stores of Love's Travel Stops will be getting five new locations across the Kansas Turnpike. KIC News reports that the overall Oklahoma-based company will be getting the five locations, along with six travel stops located on Oklahoma's turnpikes and 11 convenience stores throughout Oklahoma and Nebraska. Good America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After last week's threat to the Sandy Creek schools that put them in lockdown with a potential active shooter scenario, officials in Clay County say they are working to try and stay prepared as the sheriff's deputies are getting more specialized training for active threat response planning.
I remember when my son was in kindergarten and he came home and told me he had an active, intruder drill. And I was at first upset, like, why are we putting this added stress on our children? But the reality is, in the world we live in, this threat is ongoing. It can happen here. And so I am thankful that our schools do take this seriously.
That was Haley Malone, the emergency manager and 911 director on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say that the emergency responders have a great working relationship with rural Nebraskans as they try to communicate on a daily basis for when they need them or in during crisis situations. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
A winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen April 29th, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen.com. Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Grass and pasture fires continue as firefighters battle gusty winds and extremely dry conditions with low humidity and lack of rain. A fire near Haddam Thursday forced evacuation of that community in Washington County as at least three structures were reportedly lost. Area departments responded as well as Kansas Forest Service personnel. By 10 p.m. last evening, emergency management was reporting the situation was contained and residents were allowed to return home. Situation was monitored overnight with timber and creek lines still burning. The Forest Service termed that fire south of Haddam a major incident, again forcing evacuation of that community for a time. Also Thursday, a wildfire in Republic County was battled near Jamestown that involved some 700 acres. Caution has been urged with any outdoor burns or anything that could spark or ignite a fire. Containment efforts continue in Jefferson County, southeast of Fairbury. Some 2,600 acres were involved in the Rock Creek Fire, which forced closure of Rock Creek Station State Park, and one home was damaged, with several others threatened. That started as a controlled burn Monday that got out of control. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen issued a statewide open burn ban that will stay in effect through Sunday, April 16th. The Kansas governor, Laura Kelly, issued a verbal declaration of disaster emergency as well this week, which will allow the state to pre-position assets for quicker response as needed. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their last meeting approved adding girls' fall golf and dance during football and basketball seasons. Dance will work with the cheerleaders on halftime shows. Girls' golf has previously been played with the boys' team in the spring. Approval was given for national finalist participation this summer for FBLA in Atlanta and forensics in Louisville, Kentucky. The board plans to discuss cameras on buses at the May 8th meeting. Resignations were accepted from custodian Kevin Morris, Mackenzie O'Brien, elementary teacher, and retirement of speech pathologist Kim Faulkner. Beth Steinlogge was hired as psychology para, Ashley Hubbard, junior high counselor, Chase Green, secondary science, and Christina Griffin, elementary teacher. Washington City Council, at their last meeting, approved $1,000 toward a July 4th fireworks show, which Don Aldridge and his son will present for a sixth year. Public contributions toward the fireworks purchase are also being solicited. Renewal terms for Blanche Graham on the Housing Authority and Claire Lahodney on the Library Board were approved. After discussion, a 60-day term was set for demolition of a burned house at 210 West 5th Street in Washington for Jerry Kellogg. Council had expressed concerns. A fake handgun was found inside a student's locker at Beatrice Middle School Thursday. After a report was received, the student may have had a weapon. Parents of the school were notified of the incident early afternoon. Other details regarding the student were not released. Marysville Area Community Theater will present Love, Loss, and What I Wore This Weekend with performances Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, Sunday at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Suggested for mature audiences, tickets are available at the door. Rhythm and Rails will be featured at the Waterville Opera House Saturday afternoon at 2 and will include live music, a historic narration, and more as the series connections to railroad development and the Western Migration are highlighted. Rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad will also be offered Saturday beginning at 10 a.m.
Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a poetry celebration at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville, beginning Sunday and extending through April 23rd. The two-week exhibition features the original poetry of local writers. More than 40 poems will be on display at the Arts Center, open Sundays noon to 3, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays 11 to 2, Tuesday and Thursdays 4 until 6. Programs on bees, beekeeping, pickling, and canning will be featured as part of a Library U series at the Marysville Public Library next week. Emily Ford will present a program on beekeeping Monday evening at 5:30. NK State Research and Extension Agent Caitlin Moore will present a program on pickling and canning Thursday at 12:15. Both programs are free and open to the public at the Marysville Public Library. Marvin L. Hack, age 88, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Lynn Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Hack.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers will continue throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. North winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And showers still continue over Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds still breezy between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain and snow showers are possible early Sunday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And warmer throughout Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 91, the average low 42, and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 8:03, sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
We may laugh at ancient tribal rainmaking rituals, but is modern science any more effective? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 14th, the 104th day of the year. Actresses Sarah Michelle Gellar and Abigail Breslin are sharing a birthday. Since the earliest days of human history, people have dreamed of manipulating the weather. Are we any closer today than centuries past? The most recent excitement has come from the Arabian deserts, where special ionizers are said to have produced hundreds of artificial rainstorms, though the scientific community remains skeptical. Even in the U.S., the practice of cloud seeding is being called into question. New studies suggest it doesn't produce more rainfall than would otherwise occur by chance. So go ahead and scoff at those ancient rainmaking rituals, but it seems we're no better at changing the weather than they were. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Key and EY, service of these community sponsors.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Ork Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The annual Kansas Basketball Barnstorming Tour is making stops in Dodge City and Wichita this weekend. Fans can catch stars from the 2023 Big 12 champion Jayhawks at 6:30 tonight at the Dome on the campus of Dodge City Community College and 3 o'clock tomorrow at Fringe University. The stops will bring Wichita standout Grady Dick, who's headed for the NBA next season. The tour's final stop will be on Sunday at Pittsburgh State University. Coming off of a series with the Texas Rangers, the Kansas City Royals get a rare night off last night to start a homestand this weekend. They'll face the Atlanta Braves. Tonight's game gets underway at 7:10, Saturday at 3:10, and Sunday at 1:10 at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals are 4-9 on the season. They are currently 5 games behind the Twins, who lead the AL Central. Other baseball scores from last night: the Yankees lose 11-2, the Cards lose 5-0. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Soccer baseball is back in action at X Stadium when they take on the Memphis Tigers April 28th through the 30th. The series opens on Friday night with Hometown Heroes Night, followed by Bark in the Park on Saturday, April 29th. Take in the game with your furry friend in the sunny, laid-back environment of X Stadium's outfield hill. Then on Sunday, it's Wichita Eagle Family Day. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 drinks for only $32. Get your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS. Go Shockers!
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes picked up another honor yesterday. Time magazine named Mahomes as one of the most influential people of 2023. The 27-year-old Super Bowl champion joins 13 other people as part of the list. The star quarterback was named MVP for a second time this past February, just days after leading the Chiefs to a Super Bowl victory over the Eagles. There are 17 prospects that are on the list to be in attendance at Union Station for this year's draft in Kansas City. Both the number one and two picks, or the projected one and two picks, are on the list, and Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. From the Big 12, Bijan Robinson, the running back out of Texas, is on the list to attend. Also, Tyree Wilson, a defensive end out of Texas Tech. It looks like there will be new owners in the NFL. Washington owners Dan and Tanya Snyder have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell Washington to Josh Harris. He co-owns teams in the NBA and NHL. Magic Johnson is also part of that group. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Pickups in on trade at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2020 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the LTZ Z71 package. A new truck trade priced under $50,000. They have a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD with Duramax diesel and a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 priced under $15,000 at the Fenortis Motor Company.
Squirrels dig up bulbs, munch on tomatoes, and damage containers and hanging baskets. You'll need a variety of techniques and some luck to win the battle with these varmints. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Try covering new plantings with netting or floating row covers that allow air and water through to the plants. These barriers may discourage the squirrels and send them off looking for other dining locations. Once they move along, you can try uncovering your plants. Some gardeners report success with cayenne pepper. Wear goggles and gloves when applying this hot spice. Consider using a variety of repellents labeled for controlling squirrels. Treat before they start digging, apply as directed, and reapply as needed. Scare tactics may also help with your efforts, but urban squirrels are used to human sounds and scents and pretty difficult to scare. No matter the solution, monitor, adjust as needed, and be persistent. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes a business begins without you realizing you were beginning a business. That is perhaps the case for Dave Gall. What began about 50 years ago is something that today makes him one of the premier builders and suppliers of this. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Dave Dahl explains, it was a career that began without him probably giving it much thought at the time.
I decided to make a saddle for one of my younger brothers, and I bought a tree and a side of leather, didn't know anything about it, but I ran into Dick Jones, a rodeo cowboy, and he said he'd made a saddle or two, and so we went down his basement in Fort Pierre and we made the first saddle.
The project went well, and Dave purchased an old drugstore in Fort Pierre in 1974, and the Diamond D Saddle Shop was born.
Just make your saddles, you know, it's not something you pick up real fast, but it's if you repair stuff pretty soon, you learn along the way, and I started buying a tree here and there and covering them and experimenting to get the right style, and it took a few years.
Dave made stock saddles, the ones most of us think of as a regular riding saddle,
but he soon became known for those used in saddle bronc competitions.
Well, I just decided I wanted to be a top saddle bronc saddle maker. And at the time I started, there was probably 10 or 12 other saddle companies making bronc saddles, and now we're down to probably 4 or 5. You know, so it took a long time to weed out the older companies, and I kept perfecting my style of my trees. So now I have a very popular style tree, and if they like the style of your tree, they buy your saddle.
Dave's work continued to get noticed, and with about 50 years in the business, his saddles are widely known today.
Now I have one of the top saddles, and I send saddles to Australia and Canada, and so it's very busy.
I'll have more with the premier saddle maker, Dave Dahl, next time as we travel the countryside. Fort Pierce, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectibles auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street in Marysville. Selling furniture items, including a dining room farm-style table with 6 chairs, another dining table, 4 chairs, couch, 2 recliners, 5-drawer dresser, kitchen items, chest of drawers, a full-size bed, collectibles including buttons, marbles, and Husker collectibles, coins selling at noon, a car sells at noon, a 2006 Chevy Malibu hatchback, 116,000 miles. Also selling a steel 170 chainsaw, 2-wheel lawn cart, lawn seeders, single-stage snow thrower, rotting lawnmower, 19-horse push mowers, and an 8-speed aluminum Trek mic. This household and collectible auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate, Saturday, April 15th, begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
The next time it rains, watch where the runoff goes. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well? If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
Also be sure the well casing extends above the ground by at least a foot and the casing and cap are watertight. Learn more about protecting your well at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you ever been burned by waiting too long after the check engine light comes on? You know, before you take your car in for service? I really believe in preventative maintenance, but doing it? Well, that's something else altogether. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's a good idea to do preventative maintenance with your finances, too, to prepare for the expected and the unexpected expenses that creep up on you, or maybe jump out and surprise you. Create a strategy that's informed by your faith and takes into account your daily needs, potential emergencies, and your future goals. Planning ahead helps make sure you don't get in a tough spot. And if you need help, seek out a financial professional, one who understands how your faith relates to your decisions about money. So, is your financial check engine light on? If it is, do a little preventative maintenance. You'll find you're able to live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Your grocery dollars this year should have a little more buying power. Sort of. Find out why today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Get ready for inflation to taper off a bit when it comes to buying food. The Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri projects food prices will continue to rise this year, just not as much as they did last year. Senior research economist Bob Maltzberger.
The consumer food price inflation jumped 9.9% in 2022. And that was attributed largely to a combination of factors, but one of those being that farm commodity prices were high in 2022. So as those went up, that made those consumer food prices go up as well. But it's also combined with some of those labor and other costs that increased, as well as the supply chain problems that continued.
Maltzberger says prices for farm goods play a role.
But as we move forward, we've seen those crop prices starting to decline, and those price increases slowed, and then we've seen some of them come off, which in combination with some of those other factors, we are looking for food prices to only increase 4.4% in 2023 and then falling under 2% in 2024.
I'm not sure if that's good news that food price increases will be smaller this year. They are still going up after all. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the North Dakota Federal District Court ruling against the New Waters of the U.S. rule is the second of its kind and a win for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman says the ruling blocks WOTUS in more than half of the country.
The North Dakota Federal District Court ruling against the new Waters of the U.S. rule is a second of its kind and a win for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman says the ruling blocks WOTUS in more than half of the country.
So the North Dakota court stops the rule from being in effect in 24 states. ASBF and another group of industry folks, we've challenged the rule in both Texas and in North Dakota. So with this decision, because we also got the rule stopped in two states in the Texas case, that means the rule is now stopped in over half the country, 26 states.
Cushman says the court ruling aligns with the arguments made by Farm Bureau.
What's really significant here is that the courts are saying this new rule, it should not have gone into effect. It's not a good rule. This new rule requires states, landowners, and countless other affected parties to undertake expensive compliance efforts. It's neither understandable nor intelligible, and its boundaries are unlimited.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilenMachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Right now it's 58 in Atwood, 6 in Oberlin, 54 in Belleville. Washington is 58, Hiawatha 58, Sharon Springs is at 57, Syracuse at 59, Meade is at 63, Medicine Lodge 62, Topeka 57, Seneca 55. And this will get your ag news for this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix this. Do you know someone who suffered? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and Aired in cooperation with the Kansas Associated Broadcasters Station.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The National Association of Conservation Districts developed the Soil Health Champions Network in 2015. The mission is to increase the adoption of soil health systems by farmers and other landowners nationwide. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
National Association of Conservation Districts South Carolina Soil Health Champion Carl Coleman says that the NACD Champion Program was developed to advocate and educate land managers about how beneficial cover crops can be.
Getting the word out, implementing things, what I feel like I bring to the table is boots on the ground. We've done it. This is what it's done for us. This is maybe why you should try it. And by the way, there's programs available. There's things you can do to help pay for that and get involved.
Coleman says he has been been implementing cover crops into his operation for several years, and he has found great success in doing so.
We started cover crops probably 8 or 10 years ago before it was cool, before sustainability and all these other buzzwords you hear. And it's the right thing to do. You know, we hear about being environmentally friendly, cutting back on synthetic fertilizers, on chemicals, on different things. But we got into it a long time ago. We heard Ray Archuleta. A lot of people have heard about him. But Ray's a really good advocate for cover crops. Heard him speak. We said, if half of what he said is true, you know, there's got to be something to it. So we were early adapters. I served on my local soil and water board. And again, it's just about getting, we hear about all these things, but it's nice to talk to somebody who's done it.
In addition to promoting the NACD Soil Health Program, Coleman works for a corn seed and cover crop company where he develops custom blends for other land managers. He is based in Dillon, South Carolina. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at on this Friday afternoon. May corn right now, 6.64 3/4, and that's up 12.5. July corn up 8.5 at 6.34. Wheat for May, 6.83.5. That's up 16.5. July wheat, 6.92 1/4. That's up 16.25. Kansas City wheat for May, 8.78 1/4. That's up 33 right now. Kansas City wheat for July up 30 3/4 at 8.62. Minneapolis wheat for May, 8.75 3/4. That's up 26 1/4 right now. Minneapolis wheat for July, 8.73 1/4. That's up 24 3/4. May oats up 6 at 3.38 1/4. July oats up 5 at 3.33 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for May, 15.01 right now. It's flat. July soybeans, 14.68 1/2. That's down 4 3/4 right now. Cotton for May, 83.28 is your current price. That's down 7 cents. July cotton down 8 cents at 83.11. Live cattle for April, 175 even. That's down 50 cents. Live cattle for June, 163.85. That's down 65 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 203.17 1/2. That's up 50 cents. And feeder cattle for May, 207.82 1/2. That's up 2.5 cents. Crude oil for May, 82.76. That's up 60 cents. June crude up 60 cents at 82.64. Gold on this Friday for April, 19.90 20 cents. That's down $43.10. Gold for June, $2,016.70. That's down $38.60 right now. Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow is down 209 right now. S&P down 24, NASDAQ down 111.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
There are many reasons as to why beef cattle experts recommend separating first calf heifers from cows during calving season. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Philip Lancaster, and Bob Larson advise on separating first calf heifers from cows and when they believe it is the best time to bring those two groups back together again.
You probably need to continue to feed those first calf heifers differently than your cows after calving. So they need additional supplement through early lactation if you don't have grass available yet so that you can feed them properly to meet nutritional needs. And then depending on timing of branding, if you're doing it branding or pre-breeding vaccinations and you can put them back together, or when you're turning them out to grass and they're all getting the same grass, then you can mix them back together and be okay nutritionally.
Larson agrees with Lancaster and provides his reasoning.
I'm going to look at it more from a disease challenge standpoint, in that we've talked about the Sandhills calving system, which basically keeps calves away from older calves, so newborn calves. And in that type of a situation, the ideal thing would be if my heifers calve ahead of my cows, so that all of my heifers have calved out before the cows start calving, and I've got one or two groups of heifers and their calves, and they are segregated, and they're kept away from those cows until we turn them out to green growing grass. So I'm actually going to give the same answer as Philip. I think the time when you put heifers and their calves back together with cows and their calves is when we go out to grazing. Once we turn cows out onto pasture and they spread out, I'm not really worried about scours anymore. As long as we are supplementing those cows and bringing them into a tight area, whether it's a dry lot or a corner of a pasture, then I am worried about scours, and age segregation is really important.
Lancaster explains the differences in nutritional requirements with additional comments on social dynamics from White.
They're still growing, so they're going to need some additional supplement. They also are probably not going to lactate as heavily as mature cows. And so there's just a different nutritional environment there from keeping those heifers growing. You know, they don't consume as much as a mature cow, so they need a higher nutrient-dense diet to meet those needs. And so, yes, I want to keep them separate through early lactation, especially if I don't have green grass yet. I mean, if I'm turning out on green grass, you know, I don't calve until April and I've got green grass coming on in May, then I'm all right in that case because I've got good quality grass in that early part of lactation. But if I'm calving in March, I want to keep those heifers separate so that I can feed them appropriately through March and April before I get to green grass in May.
And not just the nutrient density of the ration, but the social aspects of being heifers versus mature
cows.
Yeah,
you've got that issue there too, where you got dominance problems and whether they get enough to actually eat.
That's K-State experts Brad White, Philip Lancaster, and Bob Larson discussing separating first calf heifers from cows and when they believe it is the best time to bring those two groups back together again. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Semangus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.